This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury has found Xcel Energy responsible for a deadly gas explosion at an Aurora retirement home. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A jury awarded more than $30 million to the family of a woman killed in the 2018 explosion at Heather Gardens retirement home. It was determined that Xcel Energy, Comcast, and three contractors shared the responsibility for gas leaks that caused the explosion that killed 82-year-old Carol Ross. Her death was ruled an accident, and no charges were filed. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado's COVID-19 public health emergency ends in May. CPR's John Daly reports that could mean big changes for people who rely on public safety net programs.
With that change, 325,000 Coloradans may no longer qualify or be disenrolled from Colorado's Medicaid program called Health First or the Child Health Plan Plus. The programs will be in touch with members to keep them covered. Kelly Polyestua is with Denver Indian Health and Family Services.
Our staff will be utilizing our website, text messaging, to provide timelines of renewals that will be mailed out and due dates for medical assistance.
The state says 80% of current members will still qualify for its programs. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new Veterans Affairs clinic in Aurora is closer to opening. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow and community members gathered Friday for a ceremony to name the clinic after Colorado veteran Colonel John Mosley. Congressman Crow talked about Mosley, who was a pilot with the Tuskegee Airmen.
Who had to overcome barrier after barrier after barrier to serve. And when he did get that opportunity to serve, he did so with great distinction.
Construction on the clinic is set to open later this year after a few years of delays. This is CPR News and KRCC.